kill her again.
Feeling I never had before.
only. A smile you got.
Legendary Arthur Duke Reed was born in 1915 and during his 10 years of service with the Jamaican Police Force became a champion marksman. After retiring from the Jamaican Police Force, the Duke set up the Treasure Isle liquor store in Pink Lane, Kingston. Due to his business skills, Duke became one of the first as an entrepreneur to sponsor his own radio show, Treasure Isle Time and RJR, which promoted his liquor store, his rum bar, and his sound system. His competitors stood no chance whenever they played against him due to the weight and the clarity of his amplification and the exclusive selection of hard-driving American rhythm and blues 78 res per minute records. This led to Duke being crowned Kingston's undisputed King of Sound and Blues in 1956, 57, and 1958. In 1960, Duke retired from the music business, only to return 2 years later with the release of the single Rough and Tough, which was credited to Stranger, who was actually Wilburn Stranger Cole, an unmistakably Jamaican ska record which became a massive hit. The liquor store had now relocated to Bond Street, where in 1964 the Duke built his own recording studio on top of the retail premises. The wooden construction of the Treasure Isle recording studio gave the recordings warmth and richness, and over the next 10 years, classic after classic records were produced there, with resident engineer Baron Smithy Smith at the controls. Duke certainly had his own style when it comes to producing music. If you went to his studio, he'd say, "Oh, where you come here for, man? You have any business?" And then he'd fire two shots over your head. The people would run. Everybody used to be scared of the Duke, but Duke would come to you and say, "I want you to do this." The musicians would argue and say, "Nah, man, it's not fitting in the cards." But he'd fire two more shots and say, "Try it, no, man. I want to see if it work." It would work, and that's how he had so many hit records, by getting the best out of his musicians. In 1969, Duke recruited Lee Scratch Perry. Due to the change and the speed and style of which reggae music was now heading, the new producers gave Reed a run for his money, and with Perry at the controls, this resulted in the hit Lockjaw by the underrated singer and DJ Dave Barker. Lockjaw was released on Treasure Isle, but was credited really to Upsetter. This new sound would shake up the music scene and change the direction of music towards dub and DJs. The stories of either King Tubby or Ruddy Redwood taking out the vocals of singles for special mixes of You Don't Care or On the Beach to make the first version have been repeated many times. No one can say for certain who was really the first, but no one can argue that the fact it was a Treasure Isle rhythm that gave the birth to the version and eventually dub. Now in comes New Roy on the mic, and you sound snippets of the original lyrics, and other Jamaican DJs including Dennis Al Capone, who started to develop their own individual style of toasting while riding the rhythm. And Uroy then transferred the excitement generated in the dance hall to the recording studio. Using some of Treasure Isle's greatest rocksteady recordings as their starting point, Uroy and the Duke began to make musical history together. Their first three 7-inch records, Wake the Town, Where You to the Ball, and Rule the Nation, had a top three spot simultaneously in the Jamaican Hit Parade in 1970. These recordings set the trend of music to come. Duke was one of the greatest producers Jamaica had. He had his own style and produced many, many great songs. So here are some of the many labels he released his songs on.
Did you hear the news? I can't lose with the stuff I use. Did you hear that? If I take you to the show, baby, and you ain't wanna sit in the back row, you can say no. No, 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 no. If I take you on, baby, and he calls you on the phone, you can let him know that you're not alone. Cause maybe you got two kids at all.
And that's too long.
That's what you say, but when the game is over, I will live forever.
Things you say you love,
you're gonna lose. I'll be around to play this musical sound because I'm really ground. So you can go along and roam and be a man of your own. Do not imitate, because I originate. So you must appreciate what I would say. And that would be great, 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 great.
And that's too long.
Be too tight, and folks may say. got to move your feet. You got to clap your own reins. You got all the soul deep down inside. Cause you ain't I. I'm in a dancing mood. I'm in a thank you.
silver or dime. Lord, I want from you, baby, to love me all of the time. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I love to see you smile. You're a cool operator. Girl, I wish you were mine. Yeah, yeah. Good God. I ain't got no money, no silver or dime, baby. All of the time. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I love to see you smile. You're a cool operator. Girl, I wish you were mine. Yeah, baby. I said I love you for more than one reason. I really love you.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
Un concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h, à Parc Girouard, Indigé.
Avec des performances de
Jonathan Emile,
Show It,
Maritza,
Remy Picasso,
Paul Carniello,
DJ Lady Oracle,
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal,
Raising Money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les gens sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Union United Church, Cinema Politica, and Catbird Productions are proud to invite you to a special community screening of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. This special event will take place in Little Burgundy's historic Union United Church on Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., and the screening will be followed by a discussion with the director and participants from the film. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. Make sure not to miss this special event. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis, and a minimum donation of $5 for the church is highly recommended. This event is sponsored by Caisse des Jardins du Sud-Ouest de Montréal and the Sud-Ouest Borough of Montreal. For more information, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Montrealers were so proud it happened in their city.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jagaid, one love.
Yeah.
The New Spins Library.
Hey Montreal, it's a great day out there. Welcome to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a full show for you today with one pre-recorded interview in the first hour and a shorty popping up in the second hour. The first interview is with Nadine Altunji. It's time for Nadine Altunji to launch her EP, The Stories That Tie Us to Trees. This delicious collection in two volumes is full of issues and surprises, stories that bring us from colonialism to the present day. Next, we'll listen to a lot of music for fun. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some more music, we'll pop up a shorty with Aaron Wilder. Aaron is a young, up-and-coming singer-songwriter from Victoria, BC, known for his